he can curse me.
That's it, you thought we had like to call the fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on the fifth day of our HUNCA session. The time is 10:08 a.m. and it's March 31st. I would like to say thank you for your attendance today. We have our Wajaji Youth Council in attendance with us and of course our honorees for the agenda today. And so we're pleased that everyone is here. Congressman Shaw, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us today. We have full chambers today, Father. We have guests, Father. There's a festive feeling in the air, and we appreciate you bringing that here to warm our hearts, Father. And at this time of the year, I'd like to ask special blessings for our drum keepers, their families, and their committees as they prepare for our Iloshka in June. Father, we know they're planning, they're taking steps, they're putting everything in order, Father. We ask you to make a way for them so that those go as expected and so that they're content as their time for our dances draw near. And we ask you to be in our hearts as we make decisions for Wajaji people. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edward.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supermont.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please look over your journal for March 30th. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Check page 3, reports of standing committees. The committee met on OMCA 17-13, the reports of these passes properly in the room. I think that needs to read the committee, send it out.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edward.
I think maybe that language goes up with the... No, I'm sorry.
I believe it was repeated. The clerk has made a notation. Thank you.
Okay.
Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Move to approve the legislative journal for March 3rd as amended.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. With one abstention from Congressman Norris, the journal for March 30th is approved. We are now on introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Principal Chief, members of Congress, constituents, friends, and guests. I'm reading in ONCA 1745, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,500,000 to the Health Clinic Construction Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1746, an act to establish a health care construction fund for the health care needs of the Osage Nation at large and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those in attendance. I'm reading in ONCA 1747, an
Act to authorize and appropriate $4,000 to the Native American purchase within the jurisdictional boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Supernol.
Reading NONCA 1748, an act to require Osage Nation employees' salaries to be reported to Osage Nation Congress and to the public through the Osage News and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1749, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act at 15 ONC Section 7-107 to require executive sessions to be recorded by the body and to prohibit public bodies from excluding elected officials from executive sessions on a limited basis and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 1745 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. ONCA 1746 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. ONCA 1747 is assigned to the Cultural Committee. ONCA 1748 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee, as well as ONCA 1749 assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Next is report of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday on ONCA 1738, an act to amend 26 ONC Section 4-101 and 4-153 of the Osage Nation Revenue and Taxation Act to allow active duty military personnel to obtain vehicle plates at a reduced rate of $15 and to establish alternate effective date. The sponsor is Angela Pratt. Presiding officer is myself. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalo Head, and Mason.
Thank you, Congressman. We are now on reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Seeing none, general order day one for second reading. Congressman Maker is absent today unless there is a co-sponsor at the present time. This will stay on general order day one for Monday's agenda. Without objection, it will remain there. We are now on third reading. ONCA 1738, an act to amend 26 ONC Section 4-101 and 4-153 of the Osage Nation Revenue and Taxation Act to allow active duty personnel of the military to obtain vehicle plates at a reduced rate of $15 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I wish to split my time.
Good morning. Thank you, members of Congress. This bill is, I was contacted by an active duty soldier in the Air Force, and it is my understanding at one time he was allowed to obtain a a discount as well as a veteran's tag. As you are aware that we do allow a discount for the Osage Nation veterans. When the new tax commission director came on, he followed the law because in the bill, in the code, it states the definition of a veteran is a member of who has served in the military who obtained a DD 214, and that is the document that is that you receive upon exiting the military. However, those who are still active duty in the military do not have a DD 214, so the definition in the code was excluding them. Therefore, instead of changing the definition of veteran my colleagues, and thank you for your participation and assistance on this bill in committee. A section was added to allow active duty personnel of the military to obtain the discount as other veterans, because some members have served 3, 4, 5 years. They've completed their enlistment, and now they are a veteran of the United States and hold a DD 214 saying so. However, if you're active duty, you may want to retire and have 10 or 15 years left, but you're not eligible, so therefore you would not be eligible for an Osage Nation discounted veterans tag until that time. So this allows active duty personnel to receive the discount. So I would appreciate you voting yes on this bill. Thank you. Are there any other members who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, I will waive the remainder of my time. The question is, shall ONCA 1738 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1738 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 17. Pardon me, there is an alternate effective date discussion. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Could you note Congresswoman Edwards as a no, please? And the alternate effective date passes. Next is ONCR 1715, a resolution commending the late Camille Pangburn for her leadership and service to the Osage Tribe for the betterment of the tribe and directing distribution. The sponsor is Congresswoman Buffalo Head. How do you wish to proceed?
Thank you, Congress, and those in attendance. Just want to keep this brief because we're going to run through three and we have citations at the very end, which we'll read a little bit more. But I started this last year as a way to honor Osage Women in Government. March is Osage Women's History Month, and there are very few Osage women that have been a part of our government. I would love to say that we had this plan for the Youth Council to be here today and these citations and honoring, but it was actually serendipitous. And what I have to say is that there's a place for you here. There's a place for Osage women in our government, and so I encourage you to stay active with the Osage people and the Osage Nation and continue on being leaders. Thank you for being here today. Camille Pangburn was elected in 1978 to the 25th Osage Tribal Council and became the first woman ever elected to an office of the Osage Tribe. She went on to be elected to the Tribal Council for a total of 7 terms that were consecutive. I think that's remarkable. Please join me in voting yes to honor Camille for her service to the Osage government. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Go ahead, Congresswoman Edwards.
I would just like to say that even when I was young and would come here and see the council or come with my father and see the council in action or meet with council members, it was always Camille Pangburn. She was always here and she was always willing to greet you and talk to you and tell you what was going on. So that was an early influence of mine because it said that you could be a woman and you could be a participant in the Osage Nation government and be a leader. Recently, I was in Washington, and a woman was talking about the fact that both of their senators were women. And she said, as a youth, I thought only women got to be the senators. And I thought, wow, that's a good concept. So maybe one of these days, I don't know, we'll have 12 Osage women congresswomen. But I would encourage this group over here, the women and the men, to keep pushing and to keep learning how to be leaders. But look at Camille Pangburn and follow her example. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you. When I went to sign the commendation for Ms. Pangburn, I saw in the language where it stated she was a trailblazer for Osage women in this government. And I agree with that statement. And I think it was very appropriate to state so. And I, too, much as my colleagues, remember Camille. And I just remember thinking how cool it was, as tiny as she was, standing shoulder to shoulder with all those men. And that was inspiring that she was the only woman. My father worked with her. He was the executive director for federal programs during some of that time, and he often, therefore Camille was a household name and when I was growing up. And so Camille Pangburn, Ralph Atkinson, Dugan Cheshawala, otherwise known as That Damn Dugan to my younger siblings. So, you know, we hear our families speak about our government, and I grew up listening to that. And my father was good friends with all of them, and he would invite them. And Dugan Cheshawala spent a lot of time in our home, and some of those that I watched growing up, and also Camille coming to our home and attending one of my father's birthday parties. And like a little boy, when we give our young children a dollar, and when we see them or their birthdays, she gave him 47 $1 bills in a card for his birthday and came to his birthday dinner. So we thought that was funny. And she was, again, a trailblazer for those of us to follow her. And I thank her family for being in attendance. And I also encourage the Youth Council because Ms. Pangburn was truly inspiring to me as a young child. I'm happy to be here, and I hope that everyone's watching. You have good role models here, and I just would like to say that I'm very pleased to be a part of honoring Camille Pangburn. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak for this resolution? Seeing none, shall ONCR 1715 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 1715 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1716, a resolution commending Jody Rebart for her leadership and service to the Osage Tribe for the betterment of the tribe and directing distribution. Congresswoman Buffalo Head is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Hello.
Thank you, Congress. Jody Rebart was elected to the 31st Tribal Council. She was instrumental in the government reform, which gave all Osages a right to be heard and to cast a vote. She worked diligently to expand gaming to what it is today. Please join me in voting yes to honor Jody Rebart for her service to the Osage government. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I won't say that I remember her as a young child, because I'm pretty sure she's a lot younger than I am. But what I do know about Jody Rivard is that she just keeps giving to the Osage people. Even when she isn't living in the reservation area, even when she isn't on the council, she's participating in our government and providing leadership. From sitting on the foundation, Osage Nation Foundation Board, to organizing New Mexico community gathering events, to returning to government as a member of the executive branch, Jody Rivard commits her time and her talents and her energies to our nation and our people. And I think the important thing about that is you don't just have to be on the council or on the Congress or in an executive role as an official to be a leader. And she's demonstrated that her commitment is lifelong, and that's much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker, and good morning, everyone. Just a few brief words about Jody. Known Jody for a long time. May not be standing here today if it weren't for Jody. She was instrumental in me applying for my first job, or my only job with the Osage Nation, as the Roads Department Director. I remember her sitting on the 31st Tribal Council. Remember her kind of making being a council person cool. Not only as a woman, but as a young person, I appreciated her energy, her enthusiasm, and she provided a different perspective to the council. And anyway, I appreciate all that she does, not only within the nation's government. You see her all over the place, her dances, hand games, all over the community, and I appreciate Jody and her service, and thank you, Congresswoman Buffalo Head, for doing what you've done last year and this year. I think it's a good thing. Thank you. I'll be voting yes.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution?
Hi, Jody. I would like to echo the sentiments of my colleagues again and say what an outstanding woman that Jody is. She's kind and always has a smile. Her smile is contagious, and I appreciate the work that she has done for this nation in the past and continues to do so. I especially bond with her and appreciate her passion for those suffering from mental health and substance abuse, and that's some of the things that we currently work on together. It is important to have those people with that passion for those group who are suffering, and they are often forgotten. So I truly appreciate her help and support of this group, and I wish her well in all future endeavors, but I truly appreciate us being of the same kind and Osages and wanting to give back to our people. And so I thank you so much for all that you do.
Anyone else who would like to speak to this resolution? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1716 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supermill.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 1716 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1717, a resolution commending Rosemary Wood for her leadership and service to the Osage Tribe for the betterment of the tribe and directing distribution. Congresswoman Buffalo Head, how do you wish to proceed?
Thank you, Congress. Rosemary Wood was elected to the 29th and 30th Osage Tribal Council. In addition, she was the first woman to ever file for the position of Principal Chief of the Osage Tribe, truly setting a pathway for ladies to file for the highest office. Please join me in voting yes to honor Rosemary for her service to the Osage government.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to this resolution, Congresswoman Edwards?
When I think of the term elder, I think of Rosemary Wood, the person who is kind, wise, compassionate, a problem solver, and a person with a unique expertise in life, as well as minerals matters. And I think that's evidenced by the fact that she's now writing for our newspaper, and all our members are getting to learn about her. And she's sharing herself, and that's what's important. It's real easy to end up in your own little world, but she's never done that, and she's showing herself by going out and continuing to impart wisdom to our people. So, in my opinion, there's too few of her, and I would encourage our youth to get to know Rosemary, to seek her out, and to learn from her. She will be better for it. Thank you.
Congressman Supernaw.
I would just like to say about all of these resolutions that it's not just women that support women in government. Although we are known as a nation of warriors today, it seems to be many times it's the women that show the courage and lead the charge. And I just encourage any woman or young girl that's ever considered a career or interest in government to go ahead and run for office. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution?
I would like to agree with Congresswoman Edwards in saying how blessed we are for Rosemary to share her wisdom and continue. And I look at some of the other women, and I just hope that I'm as beautiful and healthy and kind and giving as our elder women are. And I appreciate them, and that's how we learn, and that's how we continue it on. We keep this process going years, throughout the years, and she is a kind, giving, good, strong Catholic woman, and I appreciate all that she does, and again, especially for sharing that with us, because that's how we carry on. And I would just like to, again, say that I'm truly grateful to be a part of honoring these special women, and I would like to thank Congressman Supernaw for his comments on, because I will say that the women in this government, those who've been honored thus far, those today, and those sitting in these seats right now, try to be as strong as we can. And we try, we serve with our hearts, and we get a bad rap sometimes for yakking and you know, getting passionate and worked up, and it comes from a good place. It really does. So thank you, Congressman Supernaw, for making that statement, because I think these women are tough, and I appreciate their spine on many occasions, all of them, and they have set us forth into the future, and I too encourage not just women, men also, and boys and girls, but I encourage these young girls with us today to know that they have that ability and strength within them, and especially because they're Osage. Thank you.
Anyone else? The question is, shall ONCR 1717 pass?
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supermaugh.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethel.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 1717 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Next, we're on motions and notices, and I would like to give our committee notices first so that we can move on with the presentation of the commendations. I would also like to remind the Youth Council that pay attention to when these meetings are, because this is how our afternoon will look if you are able to stay all day. So, Congressman Shaw.
There'll be a meeting of the Appropriations Committee today between 1 and 3. We have discussion of FY 17 and 18 projected revenue, as well as ONCA 1736, which consists of amendments to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund.
Thank you. Congressman Supernall?
Congress Committee will meet from 3 to 5. Topic of discussion will be the important lease on the Blue Stem Ranch.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. The Osage Nation Citation and Commendation for Camille Pangburn. Whereas Camille Pangburn dedicated 25 years of service to the Osage Tribe and its people as a member of the Osage Tribal Council. And whereas Camille Pangburn became the first woman to be elected to the office of the Osage Tribe in 1978. And whereas Camille Pangburn was a true trailblazer who expanded the leadership opportunities for women in the Osage Tribe. And whereas Camille Pangburn earned the admiration and respect of her colleagues and the current members of the Osage Nation Congress for her leadership, dedication, and years of service to the Osage people. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motion of Congresswoman Alice Buffalo Head, the Osage Nation Congress extends to Camille Pangburn sincere commendation and directs that this citation be presented, and here to accept on her behalf is her great-granddaughter, Faith, and I also wanted to mention that she has great-great-granddaughters in attendance today. Osage Nation, Citation for Commendation for Jody Rivard. Whereas Jody Rivard dedicated 4 years of service to the Osage Tribe and its people as a member of the Osage Tribal Council, and whereas Jody Rivard was a member of the 31st Osage Tribal Council that supported government reform to give all Osages a voice, and whereas Jody Rivard helped to expand gaming for the Osage Tribe, giving economic opportunity to our people. And whereas Jody Rivard earned the admiration and respect of her colleagues and the current members of the Osage Nation Congress for her leadership, dedication, and years of service to the Osage people. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motion of Congresswoman Alice Buffalo Head, the Osage Nation Congress extends to Jody Rivard sincere commendation and directs that this citation be presented. The Osage Nation Citation for Commendation for Rosemary Wood. Whereas Rosemary Wood dedicated 8 years of service to the Osage Tribe and its people as a member of the Osage Tribal Council, and whereas Rosemary Wood became the first woman to file for the position of Principal Chief of the Osage Tribe, and whereas Rosemary Wood has earned many accomplishments in the field of nursing, serving as chief of the Indian Health Services Nursing Branch and also a special assistant to the director of IHS. And whereas Rosemary Wood earned the admiration and respect of her colleagues and the current members of the Osage Nation Congress for her leadership, dedication, and years of service to the Osage people. Now therefore, pursuant to the motion of Congresswoman Alice Buffalo Head, the Osage Nation Congress extends to Rosemary Wood sincere commendation and directs that this citation be presented.
Are there any brief?
Tell them about the reception.
Okay, so there's food and cake and punch, and I appreciate the executive staff as well as our staff's assistance. And if you need anything, just let them know, but we will have a reception to follow. So we welcome you to stay and take pictures with honorees and visit amongst yourselves. And so, again, we appreciate you very much for coming and being a part of this special day. So, thank you.
Our turn in motion. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday.